This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization declared on Thursday that the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the decision after a meeting of its emergency committee, an independent panel of experts, amid mounting evidence of the virus spreading to 18 countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
Twice last week, the experts had decided not to declare an emergency while they sought more information from China and awaited evidence of confirmed person-to-person spread of the virus in other countries. The declaration of a global emergency triggers recommendations to all countries aimed at preventing or reducing cross-border spread of disease while avoiding unnecessary interference with trade and travel. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is in a final day of questions and answers from senators before a vote on calling witnesses. We get the latest from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Today, the focus is on Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz arguing yesterday that a president who believes his re-election is in the national interest is essentially immune from impeachment for whatever he does in support of that idea. Dershowitz now says he was misunderstood, but Adam Schiff and Democrats pounced.
That argument, if the president says it can't be illegal, failed. And Richard Nixon was forced to resign. But that argument may succeed here.
While Democrats argue the president must immediately be removed both from office and the ballot, White House counsel Pat Cipollone's warning of the consequences.
They would tear us apart for generations.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA.